When this farm family decided to diversify, they didn't do it by growing a different crop or buying livestock. They instead looked to something everyone in the family loved and began investing in that opportunity in many small towns across the country. Their unique story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Kenny Mitchell's father began farming in this area in the 1950s. Today, the Mitchells farm about 35,000 acres of crops around Elkhart, Kansas.
About half of it's irrigated with sprinklers, and corn's our main thing. We grow milo, we grow wheat. That used to be huge wheat country before the irrigation started.
In the 1980s, the family began to diversify their business, building convenience stores and investing in other local opportunities. And as Kenny's son Brian shares, they had another interest that would lead them into an interesting farming sidelight.
All of our family has enjoyed going movies. It's an escape.
So when a shopping center in nearby Guymon, Oklahoma was foreclosed upon, the Mitchells, ever the entrepreneurs, decided that it might be another way to diversify the farming business.
So we made a bid on it. To our surprise, we got it. So all of a sudden, okay, we're going to enter a new venture here. Well, I was looking around a lot of the shopping centers, and one of the key anchors for those is a movie theater.
Soon, their farm had entered the movie business.
At that time was early 2000 when stadium seating was really coming into play. So we thought, hey, let's build a 5-screen stadium seat theater.
They later added 3 more screens for an 8-screen complex. But around that time, something else was happening to many smaller town theaters.
Around 2009, 2010, when Hollywood made a push to go to digital projection, it was just one of those once-in-a-lifetime deals that the whole environment was turned upside down. And to switch to digital required $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 per screen for the projector.
The Mitchells made the investment and acquired many small-town theaters in the process.
I think now we're 107 screens in 15 locations in 7 states.
There's more to this story, though, and it's next time, as we travel the countryside in Elkhart, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.